Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
Mike, the feverish Fadero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
And FF underscore spaceman.
And he's trying to trick me by supporting vacated targets as if they're a real thing.
David Wright, the Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. They come. Wait, see.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever, episode 215. I wanted to do something like 215, but then we would have had to have like a whole segment ready to go, like players that are staying alive and players that are dying. We're probably not ready for that because we just thought of it on the spot.
And by we mean Swags.
Yeah, we thought of it. So what we're really doing is the top 12 per usual, and then some more ish, wish, or feverish, with maybe possibly some small twists, throwing some rewinds possibly. Week 9 prediction results are in. We should just skip to those in the show.
Let's get those over with.
So I'll say for the second time in this season, and I think maybe ever, we've had it where a player was played and he got negative points, so he got below the 0 points player. And that was Amari Rodgers, who finished with negative points. So
that sucks.
It's all right. He's got no love.
And again, you and Spaceman hit, and I did not.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a weird week, though. Honestly, like, even like, I got Rashad Bateman, and then like you said, he got Ramondre Stevenson. But even, I don't know, just the negatives, like both of you had a 0 that got you negative 16 with Terrence Marshall and Tommy Tremble. And then we had Kadarius Toney with minus 12, and that was it. Oh, and Tommy Tremble, did we say that?
Yeah, I didn't think he was a 0. He had like, but 10 in premium, didn't he have like a couple points?
He had two targets for 2 catches for 9 yards.
Yeah, it should be like 20 points in tight end premium.
20 points. Is that tight end premium? If you start, you get 8 points. Just walk out into the field.
Dude, pretty much though. I was looking at some of that. I mean, there's weeks where you could have 2 to 4 points and you would have made it into the top 12 rookies, and some of these players aren't doing it. And I drew 2 ishes when we get to ish, wish, or feverish. So it was very ish-ish for me I was looking at some of that, and you're just kind of like, I don't know. It hasn't been as fun of a class as last year. I'll just say that.
Last year was one of the greatest classes we've ever seen. So it's tough. I mean, think about it. We had like 5, 6, 7 running backs to talk about every week. We had, you know, 4 or 5 wide receivers that were just performing at, you know, since 2000, since some of the best wide receiver seasons we've seen. So this year, wide receivers have been great. They've been great. We've had Najee Harris. Quarterbacks have disappointed, but it's overall, I think it still is a positive class when we look at, non-2020 classes.
I agree with that. But I mean, even the classes before, like the DK Metcalf class, the running backs we've seen in those classes, even like Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery, it's been exciting to watch. I don't know. This is the least exciting class to me, I think, in a couple of years. And it still has exciting parts, but I think it's true.
Someone's got the issues right now.
Yeah, he sure does.
You guys gave me both the issues.
This is not true. We drafted.
You guys wanted to have both the same categories and gave me both the issues.
This is not true.
I was even like, I hope I don't get both the issues. And I got both the issues.
I have something I have to come out and tell you guys something. I've been trying to screw everyone over since you guys gave me no quarterbacks, no rookie only draft. So I've just been trying. Every draft we have, I try to screw someone over.
It is not our fault that you do not take Superflex serious. That is your fault. Don't get mad at your league mates.
I definitely was responsible for fucking him over on that, though. Like, I made it kind of like my thing, like, because he waited too long and I wanted to punish him. And it's working.
for you, but yeah. I'm still respect. It's got some respect in my name there in this mm-hmm. in the league.
I don't even know what the scores are in that league.
I'm on a little bit of a run the last like 3 to 5
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, you have. Oh, yeah. Nice. Good for you. Bonus points for paying attention.
Good for you. That sounded so backhanded. Good for you.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm curious. I'll have to look and see how bad I'm doing. Sounds like so, you guys don't want to tell me.
352 points for Finero, 256 for me, and 226 for you.
Oh, man. That's awful. I think that's my worst I've done in one of these, though. Like, that's surprising and shocking.
That's probably a good reason.
That's why I don't look. I just assumed I was kicking ass.
Does he have any injured rookies? Like, did he have it?
ETN? I probably have all the quarterbacks that aren't playing or doing good that Dave doesn't have.
He has Lance and Wilson, his two quarterbacks who he drafted to screw me, are really screwing me right now. And then
helping me a lot.
Waddle and Javonte Williams, not bad. Just, you know, it is what it is. Not enough. Pitts has been good. So,
and that's tight end premium, I believe.
Yeah. And more rookie fever news. We talk about rookie only draft and Swags. You and I were eliminated in back to back weeks in our rookie eliminator for John Bosch's eliminator series. I thought we were going to rep, and you and I both bow out towards the end. I think I was the last one out.
I do that on purpose so that you let other people have a chance at that kind of stuff. You know,
yeah. let the listener. Yeah, this it's for the listeners, right?
Yeah, exactly. I will say one thing though that. I almost hate doing this, but it obviously needs to be done. And I've done it before in the past. I'm going to put out a little bit of a Tanya Harding cast a spell on Jimmy Garoppolo and see if we can get some Trey Lance just because that's how much I care about the Rookie Fever League. I didn't want you guys to think I didn't care about it. So I just put a voodoo out. Tanya Harding coming to get you, Jimmy Garoppolo.
That happened to her in the soccer Premier League. One of a teammate put a hit out on the starter.
It was probably because of fantasy soccer.
Yeah. She wanted that playing time.
Oh, my goodness. Jamar Chase has fallen from the graces. Number 12, wide receiver 39, 9.4 points, 2 attempts. You know, I talk a lot. Like I've said a lot in the past. Okay, 2 attempts, 0 yards, 6 receptions, 13 targets, 49 yards. I've said a lot in the past. Like a lot of times I like to see wide receivers get some attempts out of the backfield. It makes me kind of like them a little bit more.
But you like them to net some yards with those?
No, for some reason, like Jamar Chase is just one of those people I don't want to see used that way. I want him to be a wide receiver and take his beating that way. I don't want to see him coming out of the backfield with the ball for some reason. I'm not saying he's not capable. I'm not knocking his 0 yards here at all. I'm saying he's too good at the position. I'd rather just see him lined up as a wide receiver than have this extra risk into somebody like him, as silly as that might sound. Like, I don't know. And it's nothing like, but something I noticed for conversation's sake, it's not good or bad for Jamar Chase that he had these 2 attempts, but I'm almost disappointed in the Bengals for using him that way. I don't think it's going to threaten his career or anything like that, but I don't know. I just don't think you need to.
Like, you shouldn't have a problem getting in the ball. Like, you manufacture touches for some wide receivers. I don't think you need to manufacture touches for Jamar Chase. You didn't do that right for Randy Moss. I don't think you need to do that for Jamar Chase.
You guys remember Jason Sehorn?
Yeah. I love his wife, too. Yeah. Angie Harmon.
an amazing corner for the New York Giants back in the day. And they decided that he was such an athlete, they were going to let him run back punts and kicks and ended his career.
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman, wide receiver 37, 10.2 points, 5 receptions, 8 targets, 52 yards. Nice week. Good to see Rashad Bateman in the top 12. Like to see him crack into that like wide receiver 3 area at least, which is close. Kyle Pitts, tight end 20, 10.7 points, 3 receptions, 7 targets, 62 yards. I got to get this Rookie Fever trivia, and it's a little late now, but I'll ask it here anyway. What tight end, we'll say rookie tight end, leads the league in targets the last 2 weeks?
Pat Freiermuth?
It's the only other one it could be if it's not the obvious Pitts.
They are tied at 13.
Trick question.
Over the last 2 weeks. No, I'll give it to you. But I'm just trying to make a point that what they're doing is actually very, very exceptional. They lead the league over the last 2 weeks. So in week 7, Freiermuth had 8 targets. And then he had 6 week 9 to get him his 13. And then Pitts week 8 had the 6. Week 9 had 7 for 13. But then even before that, Freiermuth week 5, so that was before his bye, that was 7 for 7. And he led the league in receptions. And then Pitts, when Freiermuth was on his bye week, had 8 targets and he led the league in targets. So for the last 4 weeks, I didn't look back further. Dave probably has this information somewhere, but for the last 4 weeks, these guys have led the league in targets minus their bye weeks. Rookies. I take Pat Freiermuth very seriously, to say the least.
Trivia question back at you. What do those two players have in common? They both eat the same thing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But you told me the answer.
What is that thing?
Oh, it's one thing?
Yep. Both those tight ends eat the same thing. They have this in common for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yogurt.
Spaceman's going to love this one. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they both eat vacated targets.
Oh, my gosh. I've been set up.
Calvin Ridley,
set up.
Not there. Juju, not there. Both tight ends capitalizing, eating vacated targets.
But that's the thing. Like, I agree when we're talking about the targets there, but for Kyle Pitts, I want him to have a Ridley there. And I mean, I think that it shows you the 3 receptions on those 7 targets versus somebody like Pat Freiermuth, who has somebody else taking some of that coverage, and what Kyle Pitts is demanding here in year one is no joke. And so I kind of wish that Calvin Ridley was there. And I think these targets would have still been there for Pitts. No,
you're just taking my dad joke too seriously.
No, I think it was an awesome joke. I think it was an awesome joke.
No, number 9. I hear you.
Michael Carter, running back 32, fell off a little bit. A lot of it. 12.85 points. Should have sold.
No, wait. Attempts. Stop right there. I want to warn my redrafters out there that it's going to sit Michael Carter. Don't do it. Next week, Carter's lucky charm, Michael White, will most likely be back.
He's been named the starter this week.
There you go.
Yes.
With Mike White, Carter has seen a 26% target share with Mike White. He also throws more attempts to the running back than any quarterback in the league.
Wow.
Start your Michael Carter. Do not be worried about this one game. Sorry. Swags, continue.
Fire him up. 13 attempts, 49 yards, 1 reception on 2 targets, 37 yards. Feverish is saying he expects those targets to be on the rise. Number 8, Elijah Mitchell, running back 25, 14.9 points, 8 attempts, 36 yards, 5 receptions, 5 targets, 43 yards. Number 7, putting the spaceman himself on the boards, Ramondre Stevenson, running back 23, 15.1 points, 10 rushes, 62 yards, 2 receptions, 2 targets, 44 yards on those 2 receptions, now into concussion protocol.
Oh, I didn't hear that. That's too bad.
Yeah, it's actually not sounding that great for the week, but you never know. Him and Damian Harris both, actually, though.
Rookie trivia from the spaceman.
Oh, not as good of sound effects. That was that sounder sucked.
Yeah, it sucked bad. YouTube let me down.
Uh-oh.
And not as good as Swags. All right, here's a question for you guys. What can you name me the 3 rookie wide receivers who have the lowest catchable target percentage this season?
Dami Brown's one of them.
Boom. Lowest at 60%, Dami Brown. 60% of his targets this season have been catchable. That is atrocious. That is the quarterbacks for Washington are letting him down.
Marshall?
No, he's actually the 2nd highest catchable target percentage.
Oh, see, I sounded smart. Now I sound back to stupid.
Any ideas, Swags?
No, I don't have any ideas.
He's like, dude, trivia is my thing.
I was like, I felt
I use trivia to control the show.
chaos. Chaos is ensued.
You know what I was thinking the whole time? I was like, oh, I'm going to come to the show next week and, and my own Sounders.
No. just quickly, because it was a surprise. Dami Brown, I was like, oh, man, yeah, his quarterback play has sucked. Another one up there, Anthony Schwartz's Baker Mayfield has not been very accurate when targeting Anthony Schwartz. And then also, surprise, actually, Rashad Bateman, third lowest catchable target percentage with only
65%. That is not a surprise.
No, well, he's been doing well. People have liked Rashad Bateman.
Lamar Jackson doesn't throw good targets.
No, Lamar Jackson's having a decent season this year and throwing the ball, but also just a lot of positivity around Rashad Bateman. But only 65% of his targets have been catchable. But it just that was a surprise. That was the surprising part for me.
I just hear it different. I hear like, oh, surprise. Lamar Jackson throws the ball and they're not that catchable.
There's a layup. I was surprised. That's why I said I thought of it once you mentioned Rashad Bateman. I was like, oh, that's an interesting stat Swags might like. But
no,
sorry.
I like it. Yeah, I don't mind Rashad Bateman, though. But it's that offense is always going to be the concern there. I don't mind him. Javonte Williams, running back 19, 18.3 points, 17 attempts, 111 yards. No touchdown. Melvin Gordon took it. Finero, do you want to throw in a trivia?
No, sir. Continue.
Number five, Jalen Waddle, wide receiver 12, 18.3 points, 8 receptions, 10 targets, 83 yards. Number four, Najee Harris, running back 7, 22.3 points, 22 attempts, 62 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 receptions, 3 targets, 16 yards. Number three, Devontae Smith, wide receiver 2. Notice number three rookie, wide receiver 2, 22.6 points, 5 receptions, 6 targets, 116 yards, 1 touchdown. I'm thinking about how I said how boring this class is as I go through these top 4 or 5 here.
The top 5 were all the top 12.
Three wide receiver ones.
Yeah, that's ridiculous,
week.
Dude.
We had the tight end one in Pat Freiermuth. 23.8 points, 5 receptions, 6 targets, 43 yards, 2 touchdowns. And then number one, Elijah Moore, wide receiver 1, 27.4 points, 7 receptions, 8 targets, 84 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Jamar Chase is the only player in the top 12 under, or not in double digits. That's not a bad week for rookie scoring.
Yeah, this is not a boring class.
And it's Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I thought that was just odd. Like the one player in the top 12, Jamar Chase. Yeah, interesting.
That's crazy. And like he's also the only wide receiver in the top 12 that had to take the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, he got those points per carry. That really helped his score this week.
Probably a little bit in this league, actually, now that you mention it. Oh, so he's what pushed Rondale Moore out of the top 12.
Yeah, and I think Rondale ended up being 14. Because Freiermuth went off and then Najee hit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Quali Herbert did not. My new favorite running back is Quali
Herbert. You got to really add the W.
Yeah, Quali Herbert is really good.
That is Khalil.
I thought about the David Montgomery truthers over the weekend for you, Dave.
And I thought a lot about Quali Herbert as well. Just wanted to shout out to the listener. I hope you like the Quali pronunciation.
I wasn't even going to say his name this week because Marty stuffed up enough and I knew I'd make a stronger W than you.
Nice. So, very nice.
You know what I will talk about? My ish.
All right.
I got an ish.
I've been waiting a week for this ish. Listeners.
Here's the thing.
We get to pick our spots, and Swags was talking about, I don't care what you guys pick, I just have to have an ish. Swags, what is this ish? I have an itch for your ish.
Yep. I'll tell you, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. But here's the thing, you are no longer that to me. You've lost that right. You've almost disrespected the name we gave you on Rookie Fever. From now on, it's going to be more like, Amon-Ra St. Brown, like, you're one of my kids in trouble. That's who you are now. Like, you had the coolest name in Rookie Fever history. We put some respect on it, but now you are Amon-Ra St. Brown until you get it right. I'm a little bit excited coming out of the bye week. He didn't end horribly, but the targets just aren't there. The team is awful. If it's not going to, I mean, he's shown, and I'm not saying we ever really thought he was going to totally be this, but he is not ever going to be the wide receiver one on that team or any other team. He's going to be replaced in that role. He may have a good one out of the slot at some point. I'm thinking more like Hunter Renfro-esque, maybe even a little bit more exciting, but yeah, you lost me. I hope to see you back. I don't know how these guys are using their wishes today, but I'm guessing they're not on you, dude.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, he is the... Go ahead, Dave.
A teaser, I will not be using my wish on Khalil Herbert.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Mon-Ra is an example of opportunity does not equal success. He's definitely had an opportunity. There's no wide receivers on that team, and he's not been able to capitalize.
And that's just it. And I'm not saying he should have given us wide receiver one numbers or even wide receiver two numbers, but with the opportunity that he has, he's done very little with it to make me feel great about him in that particular role. So we'll see what happens, man. I mean, you could also argue that he's going to learn a lot from that when he is like the wide receiver two or wide receiver three on a team. But I don't know. It might not even be Detroit. You never know what's going to happen. So I'm not totally out. I did not accept a trade for Odell Beckham Jr. I held on to Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm kind of glad at this point, to be honest with you, just as we're waiting to hear the news on Odell. But we'll see what happens out of the bye week. But yeah,
I don't know. Odell Beckham Jr., get your butt some targets. Sounds a lot better than Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Oh, man, he's in trouble. The funny thing is, too, when I was kind of creating this little bit in my head, and I'm trying, like, my kids don't get in trouble a lot, so I don't really, when they do, it's more I'm just disappointed. I'm just like, oh, dude, like, really? Like, what the hell? You know, like, so I didn't know if my kids, I don't know now, it's made me question myself as a parent. I don't know if I have kids or if I let them get away with too much shit.
A little bit of both.
Maybe. They're fun. So anyway, you guys have some stuff to get off your chest too. Maybe a little bit more exciting than mine. You guys want a paper, rock, scissors? See who goes first. Just want you to jump in. Headbutt. High five and see which one goes the right way on the camera.
One of my favorite off-season segments was the rock, paper, scissors we did on air. That was a great segment.
All right, let's do it.
Let me make sure I'm in frame. Okay.
Oop, wrong digit. Pull your pants up.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was awful high.
I forget.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
Shoot. I can't even see your finger.
I don't know how to put it there.
Can't see fingers.
You had to be
both
honest.
Have scissors. Both
I got. I know where to put it now. I know where to put it now. All right, ready?
In front of the camera.
One, go. Two, three, shoot.
You got to be kidding me.
They both have paper.
Yep.
Usually that wins. Oh, you got me. Good job.
Okay, so Fidero's going first. That was intense.
I went double paper.
Man, it was so many sounders went off too. It was great.
Ooh, feverish with a little bit of a rookie rewind here.
Sounds like we're getting feverish. All right, so I am feverish for rookie rewind player Darnell Mooney and rookie Justin Fields combination. Rookie rewind and rookie Mooney, a fifth round draft pick last year, leads his team in targets, yards, receptions, touchdown, and most importantly, quarterback chemistry. When Fields was asked about his chemistry with Mooney, he responded by saying, Mooney was the guy that stayed with me after practice when I wasn't the starter. That means something to me. I talked about this combo after week four, when Mooney put up 5 for 125 and a touchdown on 7 targets. I'm starting to believe it more. I'm getting more and more feverish. Fields, this year's 11th overall pick in a trade with the Giants, where Chicago moved up 9 spots and traded the Giants 2021 fifth and their 2022 first and fourth next year, is a fantasy QB1 in the last 3 weeks, and in the last 2 weeks, QB2 overall. Putting up the numbers, feeling more comfortable with this offense. And I feel like he's not even unlocked yet. He had only 5 designed runs all season long. Just in comparison, I know this is comparing a very often run quarterback, Lamar Jackson. But Lamar Jackson averages 8 design runs a game. Fields has wheels. He ran a 4.44 in his pro day. Fastest QB 40 times since 2012. Things are starting to click for him. I am very, very feverish for this combo, Fields and Mooney.
I like it. So is that a stack you're trying to acquire a lot, or you have some of? Or
I have a lot of Mooney, as you know. You know, I was a Mooney guy. Combo. But I don't have any Fields.
People laughed when we were offhandedly set, you know, a couple times we've dropped, hey, Mooney's been the number one in targets, target share, and then offense. People kind of laughed about it, but we're halfway through the season now, folks.
It's happening.
Like, I don't think anyone, did you ever think that Mooney would be the number one in targets with Allen Robinson still there, Finero?
No, I mean, we got to put it with a grain of salt. I mean, Mooney's not putting up crazy numbers, but they're good. They're very good. They're better than a 5th-round pick, and I think the upside's absolutely there. Robinson seems unhappy, even after having this good game. He just seems like he's never happy anywhere, does he? Really? I mean, does Allen Robinson ever seem like a happy person? But Mooney's delivering, man. And I think if Fields likes him, it's going to continue.
I think Allen Robinson is a product of a very unfair system. The system that I think is unfair to the players and the franchise tags. And I think he is probably disgruntled. I think the Bears are getting exactly what they deserve out of Allen Robinson. I cheer for him. I don't care, you know, and I know that this is going to be an unpopular opinion on what I feel like Allen Robinson is doing, but he's given them exactly what they deserve. They don't care about him a bit. He got the money that he deserved for what he's given teams in the past and what the Bears agreed to pay him to stick it to him and not allow him the ability to go be on a team he wants to be on and have gotten a long-term contract when he was 27 or 28 versus going out this year when he's 29, 30. So shout out to Allen Robinson for sticking it to the man instead of caring about your stats. Honestly, Bears weren't going to win with or without him. I don't know. I'm a pro player.
I'm always pro player, always pro player. Now, Allen Robinson did sign with Chicago, so he should have known he was signing with a crap team with no quarterback. So that's the only thing you could say. Like, he took the money to go there instead of signing with a contender right, like the Chiefs. Like, I think that signed him like, money.
Mm-hmm.
That being said,
like a few years ago,
they gave him the most money, so he went with it. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
That's actually, I think KC offered him a decent contract too, which is just crazy to think about what he could have been on KC, but. Yeah, always Allen. I don't feel any ill will towards Allen Robinson at all.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's declined and he's done and he should retire, you know. But I feel like he's just kind of a disgruntled employee. Then they didn't trade him. I don't know. But I love your stack, even if you didn't mean it in a stack way. I'm for one, to answer Dave's question, surprised to see Mooney as the highest targeted
mm-hmm.
person in that offense for sure. I didn't see it quite coming. I traded all my Mooney shares away. I absolutely will be honest about that. So
I guess moving on to my feverish is surprise, surprise, Rondale Moore. I didn't get to talk about him this week because he was not in the top 12. And what I'm kind of it, today was, and part of this is why I actually pivoted last minute. Because today was crap over Rondale Moore on social media day. I think some of it was because AJ Green was out on the COVID IR and people were expecting maybe a jump. But then Colt McCoy was out, but people still were disappointed. They thought it was going to be a takeoff week for Rondale, and it wasn't. And part of the thing is I think people need to just remember what Rondale Moore has done so far this season. He's the wide receiver 46 through 9 games. He's got 4.6 targets per game, 15% target share. And he's 4th in EPA among all rookie wide receivers with at least 20 targets. So those are solid numbers. It's a solid year what he's doing. 41 targets on the year. That's not a bad, this is pretty decent for a rookie. Is it Jamar Chase? No. Is he getting Jalen Waddle's targets and workload? No, he's not. But, I think people need to remember what we're expecting from rookies is we don't want them to bust. We don't want them to flame out and do nothing in year one. And what we're seeing from Rondale is he's hitting all the check marks. And honestly, the things around him, surprisingly, is that Arizona's gone to this huge spread the ball type thing where they're the only team with four wide receivers with at least 30 targets, the only team. And not only is it 30 targets, but they've got 40 targets every wide receiver, all the top four wide receivers, and the tight ends have something like 30 targets, and Chase Edmonds has 38 targets. So they are spreading the ball around Arizona. I think that could change going forward. And surprisingly, Rondale has seen, he had a 50 or 45% route participation in the first 7 weeks. The last 2 weeks, he's jumped up to 79% route participation. Things are coming second half. Still five targets, didn't do it a lot. Yeah, I'm really disappointed about the ADOT. League low ADOT for how much, in, you know, for qualifying for ADOT. Scott Connor shared that on our Dynasty and Chill guys, shared that on the Tweet Machine this week. So I just think people want to crap over Rondale. Oh, he's not hitting these things, but he's having a good rookie season. Not bad for a second round. People are getting him the mid second to early second in Superflex drafts, and he's hitting the benchmarks we want to see as a rookie. And I'm excited about that, despite the poop all over Rondale Moore on Twitter today.
I almost had him as my other ish.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see him to be used more versatility, like down the field more, and them not to waste targets on AJ Green, and give more targets to DeAndre Hopkins, or you know, not run the ball 45%, you know, one of the 10, like almost top 10 rate in the league. Yeah, I wish they'd pass the ball more with Kyler Murray, but they're not. But he's attached to a high scoring offense, and he's doing this, guys. There are other wide receivers. I don't want to poop on other rookie wide receivers or anything, because I think the top six wide receivers are they're hitting their benchmarks. They're doing great. That's another part of this whole thing. The rookie receivers are doing great. I'm excited about the wide receivers in this class. I'm not going to poop on any of them, but he's doing it on a successful team. He's got a positive EPA. He's adding points to his team. Whereas a lot of the other rookie wide receivers have negative EPAs. Ja'Marr Chase doesn't, but everyone else kind of does. I mean, Devonta Smith doesn't, but everyone else does. So, Rondale Moore is doing on a successful team, which also is exciting, which is, you know, you like your players to be on winning, contributing to winning football teams too.
What is your other ish, Wags?
I mean, I think for me, like, if I'm going to call Amon-Ra St. Brown ish,
mm-hmm.
I think in Rondale Moore, I'd kind of decided wasn't going to be my other ish, but I think if I'm going to call Amon-Ra St. Brown, I'm one person that would be also allowed to call Rondale Moore ish. I mean, if we're being honest, he only has 102 more yards. I believe that's on two more games. I think Amon-Ra missed a game and then he had his bye week. Two less targets for Amon-Ra on that time, only seven less catches. And that's with Rondale Moore having that exceptionally large, like, what was it, week two, where I think he had eight targets or something like that. Yeah, eight targets week two against Minnesota, seven receptions, 114 yards. I agree with you, Dave, on the flip side, that these guys are doing pretty well for rookies. Even Amon-Ra St. Brown, like, sometimes if you see wide receivers end the season with 400, it shows a bit of promise. But man, I think Rondale Moore is just a step above Kadarius Toney to me now.
I think that people. So what's happening is Swags, and just one, where Amon-Ra's doing it with nobody else at wide receiver in Detroit. So I think that's part of it. Like, you want to, like, it's unfair to come. I think we're not comparing apples to apples. Yeah, they're both rookies.
Oh, I agree.
So, but that being said, I had something.
One is
really
going to take more coverage too, you know, like, you could argue that should be helping Rondale Moore.
And then he's got 41 targets.
Still not do it without AJ Green. I think it's okay to talk about that. I don't think you just want to give up on any of these rookie wide receivers, though. With that said, if you like them, I will say, if you're starting to not like your rookie wide receivers, and it doesn't have to be any that we're talking about in this moment, if it's not like the top three wide receivers, you should start to think about moving them now, because those guys don't historically gain a lot of value in the offseason. That doesn't mean they're going to lose production, but if you're waiting for the offseason for your rookie wide receivers that didn't do much to gain value then, they probably won't. You should just sit and hold on to them through the offseason.
So you say top three. I think the top six wide receivers are all having great seasons. Like, are not great. Like, maybe I think they're doing what rookies are supposed to be doing. So we're not having a N'Keal Harry situation here. We're not having a, you know what I mean? Like, those so top six.
Ja'Marr Chase, Waddle, Devonta Smith,
Rondale Moore, even Rashad Bateman. They're hitting the marks that we want to see them hit from a target share and a usage and a volume perspective that N'Keal Harry didn't, that Jalen Reagor barely scraped by and did.
I think that that's fair, though, but I think Rondell Moore is still ish. I mean, to be fair, our last wish-ish or feverish segment, you had Waddle as an ish, even as he's always outperformed Rondell Moore. So I don't think it's crazy that Rondell Moore is in that territory.
Oh, I'm not saying he can't be your ish. All my point is that I just thought it was a little unfair to Amon-Ra, and like that compare. Like, I didn't, like, when I was talking about, I purposely didn't want to do a Waddle versus Rondell
debate. I'll say this then, and we can see how this goes. Amon-Ra St. Brown will have more fantasy points than Rondell Moore rest of season.
Oh, I like that. I like that water bet. Let's do that.
My one concern that I don't like about this is Rondell Moore still has a bye week coming up. That would affect your season.
We'll do points per game. We'll do points per game, minimum 5 games played.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I wish. So, like, if there's an injury there's an injury that we don't want it to, like, ruin the thing. So if minimum 5 games played, I think it's a good enough sample to do that kind of bet.
Easy button. My actual issues were going to be everybody, though, like Dyami Brown, Terrace Marshall, Dwayne Eskridge, Tutu Atwell, like all those guys that at some point in the offseason were getting picked within the mid second to early third rounds. Those are all my issues. And those are the guys that kind of are burning my hole a little bit. Just like looking back through drafts to see my wasted picks on some of them as well as others. Cause I looked through a few drafts before I had them all as my issues, and I know I'm not the only one, but man, I had some wasted picks on those guys. And those are the guys we haven't been talking about much. We probably won't talk much more about unless they're on this list, unless like they finally get some time, you know, Marshall and Dyami Brown. I probably have the most hope for out of that group.
Nico Collins too. I think he's a name that isn't like totally dead yet.
Yeah. Who would you rather have, Dyami Brown or Nico Collins?
Oh, goodness. That makes me like I'd have to know their stats. okay. I don't have a preference, I don't think, to be honest.
I'll take Nico, probably.
Yeah, I think I'd take Nico as well. Nico. So you guys both got feverish. Did you make your wishes? Do you have wishes?
I have a wish.
Now this time you have to do wishbones to see who goes first.
I don't know how we do that over.
I'm just joking. You can just do a wish.
So it was my girlfriend's birthday this weekend, and she was blowing out the candles on her cake. She made this wish. I asked. I said, "What did you wish for?" And she said she wished that Khalil Herbert was on a different team. It was kind of sad, in a way, to see this rookie go back to the bench, and he certainly went right back to the bench. We were a little curious what kind of role he would have. He went straight back to his 16% snap share with Montgomery's return. And Montgomery looked good recovering from his MCL sprain. Looked real good. It just feels like an injury to me with Khalil Herbert back on the bench. Because he was a fantasy asset. He was a name everybody was talking about. He was explosive. I'm going to go on record right now, and I'm telling everyone I'm going to make a free Khalil Herbert shirt for Rookie Fever Store. Buy it now. Swags, where can you find the Rookie Fever Store? We'll make it Chicago Bears colors. Free Khalil Herbert. Say it with me. Free Khalil Herbert. Not Khalil. It's not Khalil.
Oh, okay.
It is in right there in the description of this podcast. The link is embedded. You can look at it right now while you're listening to the show and hit that link.
It'd be a great coffee mug.
We'll try to get that show that up for you the next pretty quick. We'll see.
What do you got for a spaceman? What's your wish?
So my biggest wish is, now it's going to involve Elijah Moore. Now to talk about this wish, I want to break down Elijah Moore and say that the first in weeks 1 through 5, you had Elijah Moore had only a 54% catchable target rate from Zach Wilson. Not good. He had a 44% catch rate. He had around a 15% target share. Some good air yards, some decent solid usage, but he didn't, like the first 3 weeks, he didn't have a wide receiver 54 in PBR finish. So really bad start. And then then he had the concussion and then a bad game week 5. But then since then, he's had a 93% catchable target rate. He's had, 70% catch rate since then. 70% catch rate now. And his QB rating when targeting has jumped almost 50% over the last 3 weeks. So what does that have to do? Well, it's because his ADOT has dropped. He had a 17 ADOT just about in those first 5 weeks. And it dropped down to around a 9 ADOT, which is a significant drop. And his catches and his PPR performance has skyrocketed. Now, people want to blame Zach Wilson. And I jokingly today did a joke that, oh, this is Zach Wilson's fault. Well, it's not all Zach Wilson's fault. It's just that my wish is for Elijah is when Zach Wilson comes back, they maintain this quick on time passing attack. Because what happens, Zach Wilson was holding the ball, trying to play the hero ball gunslinger. And it was hurting the offensive line. It was hurting Zach Wilson. It was hurting Elijah Moore. And my wish is for Zach Wilson to play more within the offense, target Elijah Moore. And because we've seen it, what happens when you use Elijah Moore the right way, he can be dominant. So that's my wish, is that it's not a hero ball for Elijah Moore. It's a tactician and getting him out there.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up too. And I think there's also a different, like, mentality and a different amount of pressure on somebody like Zach Wilson, who's coming in to be the future and franchise or hopeful franchise quarterback to anybody that's drafted that early, and the pressure that's on the backup or third string quarterback when they're coming in to play ball. I think that mentality is completely different. I think Zach Wilson needs to get out of his head and just start playing some ball.
You brought that up too. I agree with what you're saying about Zach Wilson, but my wish isn't necessarily about Zach Wilson either. My wish is that I hope the coaching staff, this is a new coaching staff, the new regime, I hope they understand the difference is that this type of passing attack, they've been successful. And if they recognize that and they don't go back to how it was before, just because Zach Wilson's back, I hope they recognize it, because that's good. It hasn't been that way for the Jets. They haven't been making good decisions. So that would be a barometer for me to say, hey, I think things might be changing in New York. This is a good sign that they've adjusted. They've Bayesian process. That'd be exciting for me. That's kind of why I wanted to bring it up too.
You hear that? No wishes for you, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, get out!
That's right. You sit your ass down over there. I've never said that to my kids. Dave says it to little Dave all the time.
All the time. Hey, the doctor said it doesn't matter what you say. It just says as long as you're talking to him.
Oh my goodness. On to the predictions. We already reviewed last week's.
We did. We should do that all the time.
Crummy results, which actually has Feverish picking first, probably on purpose. Also not eligible out of the plus the top 12 are Kenneth Gainwell and Chuba Hubbard. And Finero can't pick Terrace Marshall or Kadarius Toney. I don't even know if he cares.
You can't pick Kadarius Toney either.
I can't pick Kadarius Toney?
Nope. And neither can Dave. He's on a bye.
Oh.
That hasn't stopped us before, goddammit. It's not going to stop us this week.
It's funny because the bye weeks are even on the notes, and I'm like, why not?
Yeah, that's all right.
But I wasn't going to pick him anyway. But Finero, that's your pick.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead with Trevor Lawrence versus the Indianapolis Colts. Every QB this season has just crushed the defense for yards and fantasy production. What? Why are you guys looking at me like that? Oh, what? I can't pick a quarterback?
Oh, he's
come on.
But you are right about the Colts.
Is that in the bylaws or something? I can't pick a quarterback? Quarterbacks aren't rookies too?
I was waiting for you to end with like a Lamar Jackson joke, so I was all for it. I was anybody does good against the Colts, even Lamar Jackson.
I'm going to go ahead and go Rondell Moore. He's eligible versus Carolina. He went 5 for 5 for 25 yards last week versus San Francisco. Sans A.J. Green, but also sans Hopkins and Kyler Murray. I don't know who's coming back in this game, but I know Rondell Moore is relatively healthy. I think he's also in concussion protocol. Hopefully he gets out of that. There's no better options for me, Rondell Moore.
Yeah, and like we said, he almost squeezed in last week. So
yeah, I like a good squeeze in.
It shouldn't be that freaking hard to squeeze into the top 12 rookies, Rondell Moore. You've only managed to do it 4 freaking times. That's why you're eligible for this game. All you have to do is score like 2 to 8 points, and I'll start being a little nicer to you. A little nicer.
I wish Rondell Moore had, I can't even think of his name. Who's the second wide receiver for Atlanta? Russell Gage. I wish Rondell Moore had Russell Gage to compete with. I wish he had Devontae Parker to compete with. Ugh.
Keep wishing.
Oh, I thought we were still doing wishes. Sorry. I just love that game so effing much.
Keep round wishing. Three, hey, those players didn't just magically get added to those teams while we're gushing about rookies in the offseason, though. So you should have
AJ Green was reincarnated. He did some kind of weird kind of thing. He's was raised from the dead to play to become a 15-20% target share guy.
Yeah. Just let me know what your excuses are going to be once there's nobody else there around Rondale Moore.
My only excuse would be there's no way he can go up besides why there's no one above wide receiver one. That's my only excuse will be.
poor Rondale Moore. I'm sorry. I think I expected more out of Rondale Moore. Honestly, going into the season, I remember times in the off season where we were all excited about Rondale Moore and I expected a little bit more.
Yeah. Season's not over.
No, we're week 10 though.
Yep. Give him, just calm down.
Then everybody gets time except Tutu Atwell and Dwayne Eskridge.
That's a very good point.
Not them. Did I pick for him? Oh, it's my turn.
It is.
I'm going to take him on Ross St. Brown.
No way. You shouldn't be allowed.
That's very ish-ish of you.
You just shit all
out of the
over
bye week. Campbell's saying he's going to get more targets. Wants to see what he has before the season's over. When this happens, I will likely be parting ways with some Amon-Ra St. Brown, but not for Odell Beckham Jr. I think it's a safe play.
I think so. Definition of safe play.
Especially, I mean, Bengals, like we said, on a bye week, so we don't have Ja'Marr Chase. Giants, we don't have any Kadarius Toney, not that it matters. And there's nobody that matters on the Bears. So we don't, but we have a couple players that are going to help maybe put some players into the top 12. So.
Guys, I've been living on my YOLO attempts here. Ramondre Stevenson, Chuba Hubbard back in the day. I've been living on some YOLO attempts. I'm going again with Jalen Darden. A lot of wide receivers are injured. I think Chris Godwin might be out. Antonio Brown is out. It could be Mike Evans or Gronk's injured, so it could be the Mike Evans, Jalen Darden, and Tyler Johnson party as Tampa Bay comes out of the bye firing on all cylinders. So Jalen Darden might as well roll him out.
Going deep.
He flashed the week before the bye.
Low-hanging fruit.
He flashed before the bye week, and honestly, I can't even think of another rookie to pick. I'm curious who you guys are going to pick. I don't even know who to pick for rookies.
I have some names here, but none of them are sexy. I'm going to keep chasing. This guy's come up several times. He needs like that Andy Isabella 80-yard touchdown. He's that kind of player. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to dip through the well again. Anthony Schwartz versus New England, please. He went 1-for-1 for 15 yards last week. I'm going to do some Anthony Schwartz. May the Schwartz be with you. Oh, nice. I love a late trivia question.
Thanks, dude. I have a trivia question. That's a great. Thanks, buddy. No,
nice.
Oh, Dave. Two rookies made the top 12 in week one, but have not made it since. Who are they?
Anthony Schwartz.
Nailed it. That's what reminded me of the question.
Yeah. Terrence Marshall?
Nope.
Odell was out that game, and he.
The other one's a running back.
Oh,
Jarrett Patterson?
No,
nope.
He wasn't even playing.
I'm sorry, naming names.
Larry Roundtree.
Oh, really?
Yep.
The hell was he doing in there?
Hey, he made it. So you're going? You went? Okay.
Okay.
I have a player I kind of wanted to go with, but I feel like it's a week too early. As crazy as that sounds.
Oh, and then I'll disqualify you for next week if you call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be careful with that. I always got to think a week ahead. Pick Jarrett Patterson.
I thought about it, actually. Out of the bye week,
yeah,
not much competition there.
Had 11 carries going into the bye week. Not much competition there. Everyone's freaking out. That was a Gibson dig. We all know Swags does not like and never has liked and thinks is overrated.
No, I think that I think I was just more realistic about the situation than more people. It's not the player I don't like. It's how people feel about him that gets me going.
Look, guys, if I DM Swags and he doesn't respond, all I have to do is type "I love Antonio Gibson" on my timeline, and he gets right back to me. It's awesome.
Did you see what that's that one so weird. Said about Gibson?
That's weird that you say that, because I use Will Fuller and I get this full attention. Guess everybody has a trigger.
But the Kadarius Toney is the Will Fuller of this class.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. Like that's an award we are adding to Rookademy Awards, and Will Fuller is my absolute Kadarius Toney is my absolute strong nominee for a player that will always hold more value than he's worth, a player you'll never know when to start. It's all going to be wrapped into one with Kadarius Toney, a player that's likely out of the league before you get to your 2025 picks. Kadarius Toney. I am picking...
Who is the running back from Wake Forest, the wide receiver?
Opposite of
Peyton. Not Wake Forest. West Virginia. Who was that? I think that's who Kadarius Toney is. He was like a top five dynasty pick back in the day. He you know who I'm talking about. Dynamic playmaker, really small. Jeff Fisher didn't know how to use him. Oh, all right, I'll have to look it up.
I don't know, but that's not even my issue with Kadarius Toney. Oh, Tavon Austin,
that's who he is.
Yeah, and he was drafted really early too. He was an early draft pick. My problem with Kadarius Toney is I think we mentioned it here on Rookie Fever before, like how I think he's the first rookie from the class to throw a punch. I think he was also the first rookie to go to the sideline during that. Fenero, you brought it up, and headbutt his coach.
Was accident.
I think he was also the first rookie from this class to make it sound like Henry Ruggs was just a kid having fun and it was no big deal. And I have issues. Yeah, I don't Kadarius Toney, if that's the attitude he's going to continue to have at this young of an age before he's even earned it, and that's not even something you should want to earn, to be completely honest with you, I think he's going to have problems staying in this league. Honestly, like, I don't know. I have the concerns about Kadarius Toney outside of what he can do in week five while no other players are on the field.
In fairness,
that's without even injuries.
In fairness, Swags, he's done a couple of stupid things the punch in the game was stupid. But I thought that tweet was more, hey, don't judge. Like, I think that's what it was more of. What would Jesus kind of do type of tweet than a he thought it was an okay type tweet. That's what I thought it was. More like, that's how I interpreted it. But
And that's what perception is it becomes a reality. And mine was a little different. I took it more as just like, yeah, he's just a kid having fun, you know, let it go. No big deal. And it was a huge deal. I don't think it was appropriate timing by any means. If he wants to support his fellow NFL wide receiver and friend behind closed doors, I totally understand. I think you should be there for your friends. I agree with what Derek Carr said, but I don't agree with that tweet and the nature of it. So I don't know. That's how I feel about that tweet.
Yeah. No, look, I think,
Henry I'm not trying to get all serious or like make our listeners mad. I don't talk about some of this stuff a lot, but I will say that for being so young in the league, it drew some concerns to me so quickly for him to show up for the wrong reasons in the news, in my opinion. Yeah. So what were we talking about?
I think it was your turn to guess, or you're trying to make a pick.
Oh, I didn't pick?
No.
Holy cow. I don't want to pick this week either. I guess I'll go with Diami Brown out of the bye week. Hopefully he has a little something happen. He's been pretty banged up. I feel a tad bit better about going with him than I do Terrace Marshall this week. So I guess I'm going to go with Diami Brown.
Who was dealing with a knee injury? I was trying to read something from Washington. I guess he was dealing with a knee injury. That's why he only played 10 snaps last week or something. I was trying to read up on it. So I guess he's going to be back healthy. Oh, no, 2 weeks ago, or since week 7. So I guess he's coming back. That's why. Okay. There we go.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't really like a lot of options here. I'm curious what you have left over, Dave.
I think I'm going to go with Kadarius Toney.
You can't.
Oh, did you go
with Kadarius? He's on a bye week.
Oh, I mentioned that at like the top. Oh.
But you know you won't get negatives.
Yeah, no. No, you won't. See, this is the problem is I was running out of.
Yeah, it's awful.
All right. Because Dammy Brown was my backup, and that I really was spinning after that. I guess
Brevin,
I'll go with.
No Brevin Jordan, tight end premium. Give it a shot.
Houston's on by two.
Damn it. I wanted you to do it. I wanted you to do it twice.
I guess I'm going to go with Chuba Hubbard, hoping that he gets some more work.
He's not eligible.
Yeah, he can't go with that. Oh, that's at the top of the list.
Are you looking at the bottom?
Are you trying to pick everybody you're not?
Are you like purposely taking everybody it says?
You should.
Michael Carter available.
You should grab Darnell Chase available. Just go up a class. Darnell Mooney. See how he does.
No, I
he's also on a buy.
CD Lamb. I'll take CD. This is a pro, guys. I was not expecting Dammy Brown to get taken.
You want me to You're give flustered, you some money?
I have like 8 guys on my list at all times for this exact reason.
Really?
Yes. It's not that hard.
I have like 5 today, 5 to 6. Like when I'm looking through this list, a couple that I know I don't want.
I'm going to go. You know what? Khalil Herbert.
You can't.
I know. I just want to say Khalil.
And he's on a bye. I mentioned Jared Patterson early. He's got a horrible matchup with Tampa Bay. Yeah. Josh Palmer went 2 for 2 for 22. That's not a zero last week.
Not a zero.
Brevin Jordan went 2 for 2 for 9 yards. Again, not a zero. Tight end premium. That's like 81 points.
Demetri Felton's out. Oh, my God.
You love yourself some Felton.
I do. You know, Kylan Granson, Indianapolis.
Why don't you go Chris Evans? He's also on a bye.
Take the
Kylan Granson.
Ooh. All right. That's gonna be the guy to get some on the list.
I think it's gonna be Darnold, but guys, this was tough picking. I want to hear those names.
Panera, who was your second pick?
Anthony Schwartz. It's on this sheet. I've been typing them all in.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
How productive.
No, that's me. I cleaned it up, added some dashes. It's very sexy.
Feverish.
Yes.
I think it's your final thoughts.
I'm ready for that as well. And in fact, I would like
cute rosy cheeks.
In fact, I would like you to, just like we do in the spirit of Family Feud, if you guys remember that game, to pick the category of my final thoughts. The three categories are inspiration, mindfulness, or being a kid again.
Oh, man. This is tough. Especially, Dave, is there anything you'd like to eliminate from that group?
I like the strategy. This is nice.
Being a kid again.
All right, so that was my least favorite anyway.
We're going to get rid of that.
I was a kid all the time anyway.
And
thank you.
If I'm being honest, Dave, but I do want to know how you feel about this. I feel like we can find a lot of ways to be inspired, and it's always really nice, but mindfulness is something that I think sometimes slips away. I might rather hear that.
Mindfulness was my 101.
Okay. Mindfulness it is. You ready?
Yes.
Between stimulus and response, there's a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. And in our response lies our growth, our freedom, and our happiness. So basically, if you want the same results and to live your life on autopilot, simply react without intention or purpose. Just keep doing. But if you're seeking change in your life, either a bad habit or something new that you want to learn, you can choose to lead your life with intentionality rather than reactivity. If you're mindful of the space between stimulus and response.
That's kind of where I come in professionally, too. If you change the stimulus or if you change what reinforces that response, if you play with those, that's the easiest way to manipulate behavior. Just as a little throw that out there, guys. Your own behavior.
I like it. Some mindfulness.
Finero. Jesus. Freaking Confucius. I thought he was feverish. He's like Confucius Finero.
Just tonight. I'll go back to feverish.
So we go another 20 minutes on Rondell Moore or what, guys?
I was thinking maybe about Qualio one more time.
Delmore.
Little Qualio action.
I think he's third Delmore. He's timestamp.
Happy rookie fever.
Timestamp.
I'm the feverish Finero. You can find me at Aardvark TV.
You can find me at FF_Spaceman on the tweet machine. Dave Wright. Yeah, baby.
I am at SwagZilla0G. And this is at Rookie Fever from Twitter, everywhere else.
If you liked today's episode, please give us a 5-star review. We love them. Until next time, always be building. Rookie Fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. Rookie fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now. Who got the 101 scout and has never done this to before and run? I told you anyone. Size must be just on real landing spot. Not ideal. Wait, when's this breakout? A full rookie fever stage. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my friend. I'll give a fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon. So who's got the fever? Cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever. So she got the fever. And he got the fever. No cure for the fever. So let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever. Thank God for the fever. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.